Today, Pete Holden, Stoneleigh Elementary's technology teacher and library media specialist, is packing up school supplies. But tonight, he has a gig at Camden Yards. Holden works summers in the Orioles Entertainment Division, keeping information flowing on the scoreboard.
On some nights, I'm putting the animations up to after a player gets a hit, if you see nice hit or home run. That's my job sometimes. So it depends on the night, really, what I'm doing. And I also play the music. I back up the regular ballpark DJ for some games as well.
A former DJ himself, Holden says he trained for the other production work 17 years ago as an Orioles intern. He says the job has its perks, but getting autographs from players is not one of them.
Everybody always asks you, oh, do you get to see the players and high-five them and everything? You know what, they're busy and focused on what they're doing. Then we're really up and focused on what we're doing.
During a lunch break, Dunbarton Middle School history teacher Noel Humphrey talks about her plans to teach English in Beijing.
We're going to do two groups of students. It's a 10-day session for each one, so I'll be there almost a month.
Humphrey says another Dunbarton teacher, Steve Russell, was hired for the program first and told her about it.
I can't wait to see how their culture is, the difference between the students, how their classrooms are set up, the curriculum style. So it'll be all very new and different, and just to get to meet the people and understand the culture. And that'll make me a better teacher for when I come back here and actually get to teach it to my students.
Congratulations, alumni. Excellent job.
Math teacher Lauren Kimball is giving out end-of-the-year awards to her sixth-grade math students at Lansdowne Middle School. This summer, she and her husband are taking 50 students to Brazil to do missionary work through Teen Mania Ministries.
We're going to be doing vacation Bible schools, so we're going to be teaching the children how to do the different skits and the activities that they're going to be leading the young Brazilian children in when they get to Brazil. And then we'll also be teaching them a drama. And with these dramas, they will actually be kind of setting up in the middle of the street corners and drawing in a crowd of people, inviting them to watch our drama.
Over the past 10 years, Kimball has traveled to places such as Romania, Russia, Zambia, New Zealand, Peru, and the Dominican Republic.
It is a lot of work. But when you get to go and see these young teenagers see that they have a purpose for their life and that they can make a difference in someone else's life, it makes all that hard work and working with kids again in the summer totally worth it.
Other county teachers are doing races in Spain, studying in Japan, attending workshops on Broadway, and Delaney High's art teacher Jim Coleman has an art show in Bermuda.
On August 9th, we'll be having 31 paintings. That will be featured in a one-man show at the Masterworks Museum of Bermuda Art.
Coleman and his wife, Julie, went to Bermuda for the first time 17 years ago. They returned often, and over the years, he's painted over 90 scenes of Bermuda.
2 years ago, they asked if I would donate a painting to the museum for their permanent collection, and I was thrilled to do that. And that's when the curator began asking me about having a one-man show. And he said to me, it sounds like something of an obsession or passion for you. And I said, it's more than a passion. It's like breathing. And I thought, well, that's the name of my show. The name of the show is going to be Breathing.
Sadly, Coleman's wife succumbed to cancer in March, but his son and daughter will be with him at the show's opening. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore County for 88.1 WYPR.